excited that the first year that Hashem on a weekly basis has discussed some of the Torah of Reb Tzadik. Just first of all, a shtickle hadgoma, just maybe before we get into Reb Tzadik, just to relate whatever we're doing maybe just somewhat to the parasha, should have a shayachus. We can do that. Just to mention just one akuda, which somehow would connect with this theme of Reb Tzadik, this is Parshat Vayera, which of course one of the major events deals with the design of the Akedah Yitzchak, and there's so many different interpretations of how to understand Akedah Yitzchak. So it's very noteworthy, of course, among the many questions. This is just a word, and that is, how come the design of the Akedah is accredited to Davke Avraham Avinu, why not the Yitzchak? After all, Yitzchak, as all the Forsha Mass, also, not even more, it was his life that's being sacrificed. Avraham is doing the sacrificing, but Yitzchak is the one who's giving up his life. So the Nesivi Sholem brings Hashem the Divrei Shmuel, and then it tells us something very fundamental with this whole question, the Chalal, is when you're dealing with people like Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, giving up your life really is a very small mistake. It's from our perspective, you know, that we look at an idea of a person giving his life for Kiddush Hashem. We say this is a tremendous, tremendous sacrifice, which is. But when you're dealing with people like Avraham Avinu, to give, as his lashon is, to exchange what he calls a levush gashmi, right, in order to acquire a levush ruchani, it's not a contest, he says. You're buying much more than you're giving. So to ask Avraham Avinu or Yitzchak Avinu to give up your life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that was not really a big issue. The Nisoyan was more of an intelligent. It was more of an intellectual Nisoyan or a philosophical nature rather than an emotional one. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu ki b'Yitzchak yikor l'chozara, that clearly that your legacy, right? Your legacy will continue through Yitzchak. And here, after the promise of Kadosh Baruch Hu turns around, and his mitzvah Avraham Avinu to be makriv Yitzchak, that clearly is a stira in the haftochah. And that's the lashon we find in Chazal. Avraham Avinu was not maharer after the midos of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a tremendous nesoyin. I mean, here Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him one thing, and then turns around and tells him something which is a direct contradiction. So the Nesoyin was more of a philosophical nature. How strong is the Munah is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that was the Nesoyin. So for Yitzchak to give up his life, Mechateisa, he says, that's for people, such giants, like Yitzchak, Avraham, the Yovatak Doshim, he said that was of the minimal nature. Nesoyin was asked Avraham Avinu's nature, because he had a steer in his Haftochen, which was promised to him. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself doesn't seem to be keeping his promise. Seems impossible to keep the promise. And yet Avraham Avinu was at Mahar to the minister of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that answers the great question that even Rishonim discussed and others, why is the Nes of Ur Kasdan not mentioned in the Torah? Avraham Avinu gave up his life by Ur Kasdan, just mentioned Beremiza. Right? It's a tremendous thing. There it says, that's not one of the most noteworthy things of giving up your life, he says, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as from our perspective, because it shows how far we are. We look at it as something gewaltig and something tremendous. But for people like Avraham Avinu, says in the Sibah Sholem, and Yitzchak Avinu, and so on, Yaakov Avinu, says this was not really, that wasn't really their major godless. But then Soim Avraham Avinu really was regarding, there was not Mahara to the Midas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so there's Nisnoyness of various different kinds of nature, different types of Nisnoyness that people go through. What we're going to be discussing here is from Reb Tzadik HaKohen. Let me just mention just one or two notes again. Reb Tzadik, of course, is instead of saying there's been a revival, maybe to say there has been an initiation in the last few decades of Bechlal of the Limud of Reb Tzadik. The Chiddush of Reb Tzadik is because the Chassidus that he represented, there was no legacy left behind in terms of he had no children, Leolein. And he died childless. And if it's not for the Svarim that Reb Tzadik wrote, there wouldn't be much to talk about. But it was because of the genius of Reb Tzadik and the various, many, many different Svarim. We don't even have everything. A lot of it has been lost. Quite a bit have been printed. and there is a lot of interest has been in the studies of the tzaddik's work. What the drawback is, the flip side is that not of the stuff, because with tzaddik writing, he wrote it very, very quickly, and they say he wrote on any piece of paper anything he could find. His genius was very, very great. It was very a lot of very poor, and whatever he can find, he wrote on. Sometimes he would write on the same line. He would write over. He would write a second line. So a lot of the stuff, and even what he did write, was legible, but he wouldn't write any Maariv Mekayimus. He would assume that you know it. And he wouldn't elaborate too much on what he's saying, because he assumed that you understand what he means to say, and so on and so forth. So that's sometimes is a stickle of a drawback, which is not open book for everybody. But if one is guided a little bit in the teaching of the tzaddik, then of course anybody can follow and appreciate, you know, say his greatness. As I mentioned, Akdomah, one of the svarim, that tzaddik already was the yellow pillar. Not like you say today, you know, you apply it to anybody who's a little bit smart, you know, or parents apply it when they're very proud of the children. But he, in fact, as they say, when he was a nursing child, within the age of a year, he already made a shahakul before he nursed from his mother. He wouldn't nurse from before he made a shahakul. At age 3.5, he already learned Gemara Tosis. His Messiah shas way before his bar mitzvah already. And Rabbi Yitzchok Chonon, with the Gedoy Lador, you know, was spoiled from him already, seeing him as a young child. And there's a story that the Rogich of a Goyen once met with him, the Rogich of a Goyen, and started to be mafabul with him in learning. And the story goes that the Reb Tzaddik says to him, listen, he says, when the Chazal were misakin, atu choyne lodom das, the Kavona was not to see who knows how to learn better, whether it's me or you. But Reb Tzaddik said to him, one thing I can tell you, he says, that in my young age, he says, I was the biggest ilu around. That's what he said. He says, and no one was able to be menatzech me. I was always able to win every argument, he says. Nevertheless, he says, we'll speak in learning, but I want to tell you something, that you cannot be zeichet the kisra shel Torah until you touch, he says, until you touch, he says, the handle of the Baal Shem Tov's door. In other words, the tzaddik, once he was in Skat the Chassidus, he believed that this was the opening for all the sources, all the sorts of wisdom, because he grew up as a Litvisher throughout, he wrote Svarim at the age of 13 already. The age of 13 is a sefer on mitzvahs es and mitzvahs leisus. At the age of 13, he wrote Charles Tshuvas already at that age. The sefer called Oitzra Melech was recently printed, and beautifully done, he wrote at the age of 16. And he already took issue with people, even like Abarbanel, actually rebuking the Abarbanel, he says, because he did not take Chazal seriously in his opinion, because many times in his perushim he departs from the words of Chazal. Once that he became Nizkar of the Chassidus, which was the Ishbet Zareb, of course, this is the one that he mentions and he revered, although he made contact with the Divrei Chaim of Sons, with the Shalom of Belz, the Meir of Plum Shlan, and so on and so forth, but his Rebbe was the Ishbet Zareb, which was just by chance, that's how he was Nizkar of the Chassidus, because he went to find other Gedolim to agree with him on a Heter Meir Rabbonim. And the Heter Meir Rabbonim, which he needed because of the situation, which was problems because of Baal Lushan Haras that caused the friction in that particular marriage. And he needed the Heter Meir Rabbonim that he was Mavari and wanted Gedolim to be. So he went around from places to places for Gedolim, and ultimately he got it. But so he met the Ishbitzer strictly, Rabbi Rucham Leiner. Ishbitzer's name was Leiner. That's what the Radina Rebbe was also descended of the Ishbitzer, the Balat Chavis. And Rabbi Rucham Leiner writes, he says that it was Hashgacha Pratis, he says that Harav HaGoyin Kodesh Hashem Mechubed HaKoyin HaGodol Rabbeinu Tzodek HaKoyin Meloblin V'Haloi Hu Hoye Peli Goyin Kabir. He said, Shalei Noilad, he said, V'Nizgadol Ben HaChasidim V'Lo Yod HaChasidis Mahi V'Al Pisibe Mei Sibois, he says, Ova Derech Ishbitze, he fell into Ishbitze, and he heard the Ishbitze Rebbe saying Yeshir and Gemara, and there was something there that he heard that captured his heart, and from then on, he just didn't leave. This was Reb Tzaddik. Reb Tzaddik was known by Chassidim, was called the Kohen. They didn't call him by his name, he was called the Kohen. You can't publish Chassidim, Lublina Chassidim. It's called the Ishbitz, it's called the Kohen. Simple reason was because when Reb Leib Lager, who was the Rebbe before him, was his Chaver, great Chaver, Reb Leib Lager, both Talmidim of the Ishbitzer. When the Ishbitzer was Nifter, Reb Tzaddik insisted Reb Leib Lager becomes the Manig. And Tzaddik was mabatel himself to his chaver, and you can't call him Rebbe because he was not officially the Rebbe. But on the other hand, nobody wanted to call him by his name either because he was so great. But they call him the Koyin, and he was known the Koyin. And this is to this day, you find people from who talk about Tzaddik HaKoyin who still remember you know, from Europe, talking about the Tzadok HaKoyin is called the Koyin. You didn't sing the Koyin of Gizuk, the Koyin of Gigangin, the Koyin, you know, the Koyin was, that's the Tzadok HaKoyin. When they started the print much of his Svarim, so they asked the Imre Emes, what should we print, what should we work on? And the Gereb, the Imre Emes says, on the words of Rav Tzadok, you don't ask, bus mezol drikni, he says, alles darf man drikni. He says, you have to print everything. Anything you find, you have to print. So just a kaponim, so the kids are working up. You see here, I gave you here, actually we have three Svarim, we're going to be discussing excerpts, but you have here Sefer Tzkonis HaShovim and Sefer Koyimet HaMincha. You see there. The Koyimet HaMincha he wrote when he was 20 years old, and we're going to do a little bit of the Koyimet HaMincha. There's another Sefer called Tzkonis HaShovim, which is 15 Tzvokim on the Yonim of Tshuva, and also, which I didn't give you a handout on, but we're going to have here Tzidkus HaTzadik, which is also one of the famous Svarim of Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik was Messiah every Shabbos to Mesechtes, Mesechtes Shabbos and Mesechtes Erev. This is the Kviyas, with Messiah. And on a daily basis, he would not eat only with the Suddhis Mitzvah, and being that it was not easy to find the Suddhis Mitzvah those days, so he was Messiah and Mesechtes every day. But this was this Reb Tzadik HaKoyin. So if you hear that, it's not Kiddush, on Shabbos he was Messiah. So the Shabbos of the Erev. Among the Svarim is Shalta Shuvah Sferes Tzvi, Meshav Tzadik, Tzidkis HaTzadik, and just Machshav Eschorid, David Tzedek, Kedusha Shabbos, there's Resi Sei Loilor, which the Briskerov was very much into. I can just go on and on. You saw Kedoshim, Dibre Chaloimis, it's an endless list. I can just tell you that when he was very young, and he was sitting by a Shver, eating, you know, his Shver was supporting him, and the Yid of Al-Tzadokia came out to sell eggs. And he didn't have any money. He says, I have no reshus to take my shred money to buy eggs from you, he said. And a big basket of eggs. He says, well, I'll do you a little, give me a little chesed. I mean, so because I want to do you a little chesed. But you're going to come home, you're going to want to count the eggs. So he just gives a glimpse and he says, and he told him the amount of eggs that he had. It's koich of hekes. He's looking in the basket. He's able to figure out how many eggs there are in the basket. By the size of the eggs and by the size of the basket, by giving a look, and the guy came home and he found this kachavet. This is the way it was. So we're going to take a look here on the sheet. We're going to start over here. So with a first, it's a pasuk in Tehillim that's going to be brought down over here. Just mention again, this is an amazing situation that we're going to see here. Truly, I mean, I don't say this all the time. His words are short and concise, and it's an exercise and it's an excursion to decipher his words, but it's an amazing intellectual adventure. I mean, as you'll see. So here it really begins. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Vov, Kapitel Lamed Vov. Pesha al Rosha, the care of Libi, in Pachad al Kibn Negereno. You have a Rosha who indiscriminately is over, on the words of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech says, he has no Pachad. Ein Pachad al Kibn Negereno. Why? Ki Hichlik Eilov Be'eno. Because the Yetzer Hara, says the Metzudis, smooths the path and the veil in the eyes of a Rosh. In other words, the Yetzer Hara wants the person to continue to sin. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? He smooths the path, makes it look like it's something good that he's doing. That's the way the Yetzer Hara entices the person. He's machlik, he machlik glad. Kihichlik elo veino. And the purpose, of course, is limtsoi avoinoi lisnoi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then later find the sin and hate the Rosh for it. That's Poshib Shah. Okay? The Tzahar smooths the sin in the eyes of the Rosha in order to entice him to do the Avela. And as a result, what happens? Okay, so we start here with, okay, the shtickle is from the Sefer Koyimet HaMincha from Reb Tzadik. You see, it's a small shtickle. He starts with Ovar Odom Vishona. So he says, Kerevi. So before we just get into that line, I want you to go to number three. So I want to bring you a Gemara Kedushin, which he just doesn't even tell you much. But this is a Gemara in Kedushin, famous Gemara. The Gemara says, the Omer Avuna, so we're skipping now, we'll go back soon. Look at number three. The Omer Avuna says, Kivim she'ovar odam aveira dishonabo. If a person is over an aveira, dishonabo means, and he repeats it, you do an aveira twice, hutraloi. It's mutter for him. The Gemara says, hutraloi talkadato. Does that mean that the Torah made it mutter? No, not the Torah made it mutter. Elonath is like it. In his mind, he thinks it's mutter. Many, many things that we do for the very first time that we know is prohibited, you feel guilty. But if we do it over again, we become desensitized. Ultimately, we're not concerned anymore. I remember Choshev Koiling the man. Lomemir, this neighborhood, goes back about 25 years ago. We lived in Koilo many years. And finally, Shver decided to take him into business. and it was a netting business. It was a netting business. And I remember the meeting him, I think it was 2-3 weeks after he went into business. It was a drastic change from learning so many years in Kailua. And I asked him, how's it going? So he says to me, job veteran is gone, but not bad. But I have a single problem, he says, because I find that there are defective schoiras, some of the sweaters that we ship out. I find defective material. I went over to my shver, and my shver says, don't put it on the bottom of the box. Nobody will see it. So I do it. I remember I met him a year later, and I said, how's things going? He said, I want you to know, it doesn't bother me anymore. It doesn't bother me anymore. This is what the Gemara says. Over Odom Vishona is not just like a head. All right. So let's go to number four also, just to reiterate this idea. This is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph. Mishaloko Vishono, the same type of an idea. A person who was over Nisra Malkis and he repeated the same Adeira. So Des Machnis Noisa Likipa. That happens to be talking about an Isra Koris. You know, by Isra Koris, if you have a Asra, they give you Malkis. If a person is over twice and it's a chorus, the third time they put him into a kippah. A kippah means they put him into like a booth. Machinam was a, they give him barley. Achakresim is bakas. In other words, they let him by. In other words, it seems there's no takona. I'm not going down into the halachalamai, said all of this. But the idea what we see from here is that if a person's a repeated offender, it seems that we have very little hope for him turning around. Yishalokav Yishana, again, bez machnis amoyso lekippah. So let's go back now. With this understanding, let's go back to Tzadik again. Let's start again. Overall, in Vishona, he says, Kerebi, as he's soon going to quote, look in the brackets here. That's the reason why when a person, right, repeats the Aver of Malchus twice, we put him into that booth. Kitushuvosoi kosher. Because Chazal understood his tshuva is going to be very difficult. The Rambam, Tam, Kitzash, the Rambam gives somewhat of a reason. The Rambam makes a list of 24 things, Hamakvim, that on Akif Tshuva, why? She'enoi choyvim le'isr. In other words, why the 24, what's so special about this whole list? There's 24 things that's Ma'akif Tshuva. Why are these things Ma'akif Tshuva? So the reason is because people themselves don't feel sensitive enough to want to do Tshuva. There are certain Aveiros, these people simply, they're Moira Heter, and they say, no, this is Gefela, it's okay, and they rationalize it, and then they don't really come around with a real Karot. So here too, if a person does an Aveiro twice, okay, now look, not just like a heter, she'ein ha'yetzer hara tzorech la'hesiso. It says, a tzorech, don't mean that the yetzer hara already has, doesn't have to bother with you anymore. In other words, what the yetzer hara says, now let me move on to the next avera. I got you already with this one. Once the yetzer hara is successful in getting you to do an avera number one, so now he can already move on, you know, to another avera, because the first avera is already like a heter to you. Not just like a heter. So why should the yetzer hara be busy with the same avera? Right? You might as well move up. Well, let's move on to the next aver. Well, chayin, therefore, this is also a Gemara. I didn't bother putting it in, but this is a Gemara in Shabbos. He doesn't even tell you this is a Gemara. The Gemara says the derech of the Yetzer Hara is. Now look at this lashon. So the Tzadik just expects you to figure it out. Look, now, hayemayim alei say kach u'machar say kach. What's the lashon Chazal? They talk today. He tells you to do this. Tomorrow tells you, I say kach. It means do differently. Now tomorrow the Yetzer Hara doesn't tell you to do the same aver anymore. See, the Tzadik is mendayik from the lashon. Today he tells you to do this, tomorrow he tells you to do already something else. Because once he got you already with the first one, he knows already you're going to be stuck already. Because it's already not just like a heter. So as a result of the Yetzer Hara now is moving on, the Gemara says, until it comes to Avodah Zarah Chas V'Shalom. Until it leads to the seriousness of Avodah Zarah. You see, She'ein Tzorach L'Hasisa Asher Lesmo. The Yetzer Hara doesn't have to bother with yesterday's. Yesterday's Isser is tomorrow's heter. Yesterday's Isser is already tomorrow's heter. So Mel Shikvar Wetzloy Heter. Okay, this is a hot gun. Here comes the punchline. So Ayin, he says, the Sefer, he says, Rav Yeva. Here it is. Because I want you to look, he says, in the Sefer, Rav Yeva, he says, Al Posik, Hichlik Be'enov, Limtsoy Avoyno Lesnoy. That's the Posik we started with. That's why I brought the Posik. Where the Yetzer Hara smooths the path of the Balavera. He doesn't even tell you what it was said. I want you to look in the Sefer Rav Yeva what he says b'shem the Baal Shem Tov. Fascinating. In Sefer Rav Yeva is brought down. I'm not going to tell you yet. But the outline is, in Sefer Rav Yeva is brought down, I'll tell you soon who Rav Yeva was, you have to know that also, that there was a question asked in the Sifter Kiyah from Shemayim. A question was asked, and an answer came from heaven.
It was in the name of, this is quoted in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, this dialogue between the Masif Tedriki and so on. The Heishivai, says Reb Tzadik, the answer given as mentioned in Rav Yeva, Dvarim She'enom Lashmiyam L'Rabim V'titati. I believe it is also to listen to them. See, what's the fascinating piece here? There's a quote here, Reb Tzadik quotes from Rav Yeva, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that's good enough source. Baal Shem Tov had a dialogue, a Shaila was asked from the Masif Tedriki. So the answer came from Shemayim, right? And the answer came from Shemayim, says with Tzadik, it's also to listen to this. Put it this way, it's also to be mefaris in this. Also lahashmiyam l'rabim. At least it's something should not be revealed. But yidati. Tzadik does not tell you anything what is going on over here. Alright? Not tell you what's going on. So in order to understand what is going on, let me just tell you, first of all, Rav Yeva is Rav Yankiv Yosef of Ostro. Rabbi Yeva was a Talmud of the Maggid of Mizrich, so one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Yeva was the Chaver also of the Toldos Yankiv Yosef, had the same name, Yankiv Yosef, both the Yankiv Yosef of Pulnoe. The Toldos Yankiv Yosef, though, was a Talmud, a direct Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Rabbi Yeva was one generation under him, but he was like a Talmud Chaver to the Toldos Yankiv Yosef. And on the Sefer Rav Yeva, by the way, in Zera Kodesh, there is a personality by the name of Rav Yeva Sova, the old Rav Yeva. And Pinchas Karetzer said that Rav Yankiv Yosef of Ostra is Sherish and Shomis from Rav Yeva Sova. Lemaisa, the name of the Sefer was called Rav Yeva, and Yeva is Rosh Hashanah, Yankiv Yosef ben Aryeh. At Yeva, Yud Beis Aleph. Yankiv Yosef ben Aryeh. And there's a Skoma from none other than the Rabbi Yitzchak of Berdichev, this Kufa we're talking about, and the Yisrael Berdichev writes, Ish Lekim Kodesh Yoimavoy. He writes on the Rav Yeva. So you know, talking about somebody, an Odom Godel Myoy, very highly respected. He wrote another Sefer called Meir and Migdosh, which is a Sefer on the Chaymer Isser of Dvarim Betalim in the Beis HaKnesses. He wrote a Sefer called Ein Mishpat, which is a Sefer against Rabbonin, who used to buy the rabbinical positions with money instead of being chosen for their gavur b'Torah. So he wrote a sefer against that also, on that inyan. So to understand what Reb Tzadik is saying, so let's go here to number 5. This is going to apply to number 5. Okay, it's going to apply to number 5. All right, here it begins. A person does an aveira, Rabbi Stein. It's an incredible thing. A person does an Avera. Question is, what is the most proper, the highest level of tshuva that is a true tshuva? How does a person really do tshuva? How does a person know, put it this way, that in fact, he did tshuva? How do you know? So the Rambam says in Perik Sheni, alright, let's take a look. Eizu hi tshuva gimura. What is considered to be a tshuva gimura? A person who encountered a second time the Aveira that he did, the Efshib Yodav HaSoysoy. In other words, the Nisoyan, right? The Nisoyan came across your path a second time. Upirish V'layosom Mitna Tshuva. The only reason he didn't do it because he did Tshuva. Not because you couldn't do the Aveira. You had every opportunity to repeat the Aveira a second time. Loi Meira V'loi Mekishlun Koyach. The reason you abstained was not because of some fear somebody might see you or whatever the reason is, and not because maybe you were too weak to do the Aveira. Certain Aveiras, you need koyach, you need strength. That was not the reason. There was no question of lack of koyach here. That was not the problem. Ketza. Harei shebo al isha b'aveira. He's talking about a situation where a person was over an arayas. Well, acha zaman nisyached imo, and then he had yichud the second time. And he has the same ahava. You know, the old ahava didn't die down. And he's not an old man now, as opposed to the original time. He still has the same strength. He still has the same vitality to do the aveira. He still has the same burning desire to do the aveira as the first time. The same circumstances, the same setting. Now that everything is the same. And yet, because of this, right? Because of his own understanding, because of his own choosing, his playwright was not over there about Shuvah Gimur. The Rambam tells us that about Shuvah Gimur is someone who encountered the exact same circumstances exact same circumstances of the Aveira. There is a basic question here. And I remember a number of years ago, actually, Yehoshua Rav of Staten Island asked me this kasha. So if a person was over on Arayas, in order to be considered about Tshuva Gemura, he has to encounter the same situation. And Rambam says, how? He has Yichud again. It's also to have Yichud. I mean, how's he going to have Yichud a second time? I mean, how is he going to find himself? What do you mean he's going to? Yichud means the door is closed, right? I mean, how is if he knows the door is going to be closed, he's not to go in altogether. I mean, what does it mean? What does it mean? Shebo alisha ba'elachas v'anasiach edimah. How is this supposed to take place? How can this be that he could have a situation where he's going to, right, relive the same circumstances as he did the Aveira the first time? It is also not to have it. It's not to be there. So he can't really have the test of being with that woman, you know, for the same amount of time that he was originally, and he's Pirish, he can't be there altogether. Because they serve Yichud. So, the Rav Yeva brought down the Shem de Baal Shem Tov, and also soon we'll see it. And it goes even more than that, but let me just build this up for you. Which came out of Chiddush Nifla, that in order to do tshuva, you're allowed to be Yeva Nisa Yichud. It is? It's a mind-boggling thing. This person has to do tshuva. We're told in Halacha, which is quoted the Rambam, but the Rambam means it or not is another question. But Rambam tells us that in order to be about tshuva gemura, a person has to find himself bo'isei matzev as he did the Averis. And Rambam says he finds himself in a matzev of yichud again, and he has the same koyach and he says the same desire and he has the same ahava, but he's pirish and he doesn't do the Avera. Question is, how is he allowed to have yichud? That was our question. So Rabbi Yehuda brings down B'shem the Baal Shem Tov that he said in the Sifta the Rekia that about tshuva is different. He has to do tshuva. And in order to prove to himself that he's really uprooting his Aveira, he's being given a dispensation. He's given a pass to be over on Mr. Yehud. Now before we go to Baal Shem Tov, and before we talk about the Sifta the Rekia, how about somebody that's a little bit more that we accept Alpi Pashtis, one of the most Pashtis in the portion? How about looking at a shtickle kliyokar? So what we're going to do is going to skip over number 6. We're not ready for that yet. Let's go to number 7, which is the kliyokar and parshas chukas. We have it on the sheet. All right, kliyokar, that's vintage mafarshim, right? So that's elementary. That's the kliyokar. Look at the kliyokar here. It's in parshas chukas. Ukai shomru chazal tell us, hey, chedome bal tshuva, kigon shibo, oysa maisa liyodoi, Upirish Mimenu. In other words, he encountered the same ice and he was Pirish. Magva Rebuda and Rebuda pointed, he says, Ba'ise Perik, Uba'ise Isha, Ba'ise Mokad. Notice all of the same circumstances, all of the enticements, all of the luring situation that existed the first time, he encounters the second time. Ki Mokoy Machet, Vishar Sha'ovar Boy, Sorich, Shesham Tia Guburosoi, Lehiz Gaber Al Yitzroi, Shekvar Toam Poy Tam Aveir Umavakish Limudoi. Skip the next line. V'yesh oimrim. Go to the next paragraph. V'yesh oimrim. Shizeh kavonat razal. Mokoyim shebal tshuva oimdim tzadikim gimurim ein yecholim lamitsham. What does it mean? That the place where bal tshuva stands, it's tzadik cannot stand. What does it mean? What it means? A tzadik is not allowed to go into these metunas digim mekoyimis, mishmut digim mekoyimis, but bal tshuva had the hetzer to go in these tumah digim mekoyimis, because he has to see if he's able to hold back from the Aveira in the same way as when the Aveira was done. Look what he says further. Bokin shebal tshuva oimdim tzadik nigmurim en yochel namisham ke bal tshuva tzorech lamoid b'mokon asher om asher b'reshayim. Bal tshuva has to go back to the place where he did the Aveiras. So it means he has to go back to the Shmutz. He has to go bamish back into the Mokim Tumah. Ulit yachid the Moise Isha. Look at the Bloshin of the Koyotah. What about Isha Yichud? Now he's clearly telling us we're talking about a massive of Isra Yichud. A tzaddik is not allowed to have Yichud. No Yid is allowed to have Yichud. I don't know why I have to say that, which is Isra Yichud. Those are our Toherim, are also to have Yichud, the tzaddik Gomer, for him it's the beginning of Metam Toherim. But the Baal Tshuva, right, who started out to be Tomei, he needs this Mokim Tumah is Metar Tomei. So this is the Kliyaka that we have over here. So we have it, the Kliyaka telling us that about tshuva, because of the need to do tshuva in the same way that he did the Aveira, is allowed, and maybe even should, if he feels strong enough, obviously. Right? To go to the same mokim and find himself in the same circle. He reenacts the same scene up to the point of doing the Aveira. Notice everything. If you thought that that's a chiddush enough, here's what Rabbi Yehuda has to say. And this is b'shem the Baal Shem Tov, who heard it from the Masechta Derekiah, from Shemayim, and Rav Tzadik says it's also lahashmi om l'rabim. Look at Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, number eight. And Rabbi Yehuda says that on the posik, ihichlik elov the einov limtzoy avoyne l'snoy. Let's repeat the pshat in the posik, because you're going to see a mind-boggling pshat in the same words. Again, the simple pshat of the posik is, the Yetzer smooths out the Aveira. Once a person, right, is in the clutches of the Yetzer, once the person was neutral, Yetzer smooths the path of the Aveira. So because Rav can find him as to be a sinner. Narrowly, Bezit Hashem Yisborach, says Rav Yezik. The Ise B'yoyme, it's the Gemara says in Yuma Perikhes, Omer Avhune, Kiv Mishu Over Odom Aveira Vishonabo, Hutraloi. The Gemara says, Hutraloi, it should read Salchadatuch. Is it true that the Torah made it mutter? Just because it didn't have air, it means that it's mutter? Of course not. Ela Eima Nasus like Yehazim, as we said. Shomati Perish Bishem Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Okay, that's what Rav Tzadik was referring for. You know, in the first stickle of Tzadik, we said. Gomer Azal. Chazal have said, Torah Lathis, Chuve Boise Mokim, as we quoted in the Rambam. The Rambam comes from the Gemara. And the Kliyaka quoted that Gemara. A person has to do Chuve Boise Mokim, Boise Isha, Boise Zman. Hainu, she hear about tshuva, the Baal tshuva should see to it. She is damen loy oisa isha. By the way, it's not enough a different woman. It's another thing. She find the same woman, because maybe he has a different proclivity. Right? So in order to do proper tshuva, you should find the same woman. Oisa isha. She over ima veira, but oisa mokoy. Maybe the place is different. No, you have to find the place where it was luring him the first time. For boy says, man, the yimas the yisna oisa, and this time will be mamaya sinner. And I'll have a sinner to her. Layaver imaveira. Zeh tshuva, this is a tshuva, she's a veyach yitzroi harot. Fine, okay. Just for that enough. Here came a kasha. Know what the kasha is? The kasha is, you know, you're not playing a fair game. The first time when he went to do the aveira, the reason he was nichshol, because he went there to do the aveira. He's going the second time with a kopf and a baal tshuva. His whole attitude is already different. How's that a raya that really He's a real Baal Tshuva. In other words, if he would really be with the same mindset, in other words, with the same looseness, I can use those lashon, as when he did the Aveira, and he holds back. Now he's going with the Kopf of a Tzaddik. I mean, he's a Baal Tshuva now, right? He's doing this the second time now to prove himself a Baal Tshuva. That guy that I'm with a Kopf and a Baal Tshuva, he's going with the Kopf of a Tzaddik. Not the same Nesoyim, Mechayla. The Hikshu, you're not going to believe the answer. The Hikshu and the Sifted Rekir. They asked the Masechta Derekiah. This is what the Baal Shem Tov said. In Shemayim, they asked the question. Haloi kisho holach laver im oisa isha aveira. When he did the aveira the first time, holach b'chatzifes. I mean, he went at the chotzef. He went at the losha. The sochak amisha. And he did all of the titillating situations at shibol the aveira. Obviously, one thing led to another. But the achshav kisho bolah has a tshuva. But now, when he's going again to meet the same woman, b'holach loisa mokon. Shri shisham, holach b'chatzifes raish. He's going with bent head, with sneers, kedei limois velisnes aveira. He's going with a totally different attitude. He's going with a tshuva attitude. So the whole mindset is not the same mindset. So how is that a test that he's really uprooting the matzah, the original matzah, he said? Imkein eina tshuva gimura, she'eina doyim elasiyas aveira. That was the question that the Masechta Derekiah asked on this halacha. Hipertzu b'Masechta Derekiah, it's an unbelievable thing. You can see where Tzadik was upset about it. So the answer should be emes hutzre lebal tshuva pam shenis lelech b'chatzifes. He's allowed to go with chatzifes. The lischoy kimo isha she'over ima pam rishon u'mikol mokoyim yochuf yitzroi hora limas v'lisnoi savera shloyaver. It's their tshuva shalom. So what the Sifted Derekiah came back and said was that this bal tshuva is allowed to not only go to the same place, but actually put himself in the matzav of doing all the lowly things that he was doing, right? which would normally be a point of no return, and he's not going to do the Veira. Which means he may be speaking certain things which is not the public to speak about. He's able to be Soichi Kemo Yisho and to go to Chatzivus and to really let loose, so his mindset really Be'etzim would be the same, and yet to be Choysim. So he went and he said, V'zeh, said Rav Yevi, this would be now a new pshat. Listen to this. Shoma Rav Huna. Listen. We quoted Rav Huna before. What did Rav Huna say again? Ki mishova odom aveira v'shonabo. When a person does an aveira and he repeats it, right? Wait just a minute. Now, what was the pshat? Let's remember again. So you'll see how totally different the same words. A totally different pshat. Rav Huna was telling us in Matthias, if a person repeats an aveira, not as like a heter. Right? Listen to the new pshat that Rabbi Yehudi says. Kim she'ovar odam aveira. The person does an aveira. The Shona Bon is repeating it because he wants to do tshuva. Kedei la'atzois tshuva hutzuloi. Hutzuloi sal kedatoch aleim anatzos loy keheter means we give him a heter leilet b'chatzifes etzlo. We give him a heter to do it one more time, so to speak. Listoir imo have seiser. Seiser means yichud. The litchok imo kedei she'yase tshuva shalema. Says Rav Yehudi zeu perish aposik shekoi. So now let's go back to the Pasuk in Tehillim now. Shoima, the Pasuk in Tehillim said, Kishiyah the Tshuva, remember the Pasuk said, Ein pacha de lekim lemegereno. Know what it means according to Rabbi Yehudi? When a person wants to do Tshuva, and therefore he's going, right? He's going back to the original scene of the Aveira. He doesn't have to fear retribution from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he's going there in order to do Tshuva. He's going as Oivan is a Yichud to do Tshuva. Ein pachad lekim lenegereno. He doesn't have to fear, right? Doesn't have to fear from any onshim, as he points out. Ein pachad lekim lenegereno. Shol yeyater oisa biyisurim. Gam ki hichlik elo beinov. In other pirish cholak v'doim alahet beinov. He's giving. He's allowing himself. He's smoothing out this with is really an avera. He is smoothing it out. Leilach b'chatzifus etzul isho she'ova imo aveira. The lischok imo b'chatzifus b'leipachad alikim. Why is he not afraid? Kedei limtzoy avoyno lisnoy. Because he wants to find his aveira. He wants to do tshuva. He wants to hate the aveira. Haini she'emotzuloy la'atois oisoy ovoyno mo isho she'oso kevar oisoy ovoyno boisoy mokoyim boisoy zman miyisne v'yimas ba'aveira she'oz yeh tshuva shalema. An amazing thing. So says Rabbi Yehuda, he says Bishem the Baal Shem Tov, that the Masif Tzurukiya said that in order to do tshuva, we are allowing the Baal Tshuva to be Oivan Yisur Yichud, and even more than that, to behave loosely b'chatzifus in a oifen, it would be tremendously conducive to do the Aveira, and the only reason he's stopping because he's a real Baal Tshuva. That's a tshuva gemura. You can understand when Rav Tzadik hears that. But he hits up, he says, this is Dvarim Sha'osa Lashmi Al Rabbit. In other words, maybe it was said, but it wasn't said to be publicized. So you can't. It should not be embarrassment. I'm not going to repeat here, but if you take a look, this is in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov Alateva, which is the number 9. This is brought down again. This whole idea is brought down again. I don't have to repeat it. But more or less, it's the same idea. And there's a pasuk that says, Chatoim Tirdoi Fro. He brings down the pshat is chatoim tirdoi fro, which means to say is sometimes the inyan to chase after the ra, and that is when you're doing it for the purpose of doing tshuva, instead of avoiding ra, which a person really should, but one time, and that is for the purpose of tshuva, to find yourself in a similar situation, right, which is comparable to the first time that you did the aveira. That only is going to be a tshuva gemura, and is going to be a real tshuva. So now we can appreciate. Let's go back to number 6 now, which we didn't do yet. And you will see this is Reb Tzadik in Tikkunei Hashoven. You realize everything we did now, Reb Tzadik was only merames in the first piece that we did behind the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't even tell us, you know, anything about it. But here, in a different place, this is another Sefer of Reb Tzadik, which is called Tikkunei Hashoven. That's we have it on the other flyer, we on the other handout. Just you have a picture of that Sefer, Tikkunei Hashoven. So look what Reb Tzadik says. Sometimes, you know, with the Kitzur in one Sefer, Reb Tzadik elaborates in a different Sefer. But here Reb Tzadik says as follows. Reb Tzadik says, the Ivra, he says, the truth is, says Reb Tzadik, that Zezman Rav, Shehoye Biyodi, Sefer Rav Yevo. I had in my hand, says Reb Tzadik, the Sefer Rav Yevo, Ro'isi Shom B'Tehillim,
al posik hichlik elav be'enov. On the posik hichlik elav be'enov, Padyevi writes, Nevi mahabal shem tov b'shem sifted rikia, lahatir,
here he says a little bit, what we're talking about.
Lahatir lahodi atzmoye bal tshuva l'dekach.
The bal tshuva is allowed to bring himself to that matzav, mamish of yichud, as the original aveira took place.
Says the Tekonis HaShovim v'shuv ra'isi the gam b'sefer kliyoka v'esh parashas chukas kosav kain u'perish b'shem yesh mefarshim b'zeh, and the kliyoka brings it b'shem yesh mefarshim ma'ashe omru that they said the mokim shebala tshuva oimdim ein tzadikim gimurim yuchayim lamed.
What does it mean that where bala tshuvas can stand that even great tzadikim are not allowed to stand?
Hainu deheim asurim lis yacheid v'lo hodi yatum l'inisoy. That true tzaddikim are also right to come with their yichud and bring themselves to an nisoyin. Masha Enken, he says, habal tshuva, but the tshuva is allowed to bring himself to iser yichud and to an nisoyin. Ein shom.
So interesting thing. First of all, look what Rav Tzadik says.
The Enke Eis HaSefer. He says, I don't have the sefer. He says, afilo lodas. He says, burion shel devorim ubiruron. But he says, "Ubi ikir dovar zeh." He says, "Sorachli iyan miyoyid." He says, "This is very difficult for me to comprehend." Le'nitn liyomer klal l'kamashik safti. He says, "I don't care what the klayoker says. I don't care what the Rabbi Yehudi brings." He says, "This is something he cannot say." So look what Rav Tzadik continues on top of the page.
So the question is, so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, "Hechadoma bal tshuva." The Gemara says, "Bal tshuva is boyse isha, boyse peg, boyse mochet." Now, if you learn pshat, that a person is really allowed to find himself in that situation, so how do you learn the Gemara? It's after all, it's the Gemara you have to answer to. Because the tzaddik of our kozer tzarach loymer. So what we have to say is, the eina rotz loymer b'poil mamish. But the Gemara says, hey, chedomi bal tshuve. What is the simon of a bal tshuve? Boise moko and boise isha. The Gemara doesn't mean that you're actually going through with it. But the Gemara means, the hey, chemishkachet lo. Because how can you have such a case? Then it's a yichud to begin with. So how are you going to find yourself in the original circumstances? As a matter of fact, he says, "Ubishas aveira betchil." When you did the aveira the first time, it's yachadimo. When you did the aveira the first time, you had yichud. Va'achakach, and that led to further shar his kavus. Harei also was yachid. It's also that yichud. So when the Gemara says, "Hey, chedomi bal tshuva," how do you come up bal tshuva by samokim by tisha? The Gemara cannot mean to actually go through a second time the same situation. If you talk kedat, if you have a hadiminus as a tzaddik. In spite of what the Kliyoka says, in spite of all these mafarshes, that of the Hutter is a yichud about tshuva. When Mishkakas law, he says, "Boisamakim, you cannot have it, boisamakim. He did not to stay there." Tzadik says, and even if an accident happened, if you found yourself in yichud, you have to run away immediately, as soon as he notices. Ba'afilu im eirash ohoisa ima biyichud tzorach lebrayach miyad. You cannot stay there to see what's going to happen, to see if you can withstand it and saw it. The dover dechoyv al kol odom. And that's a chayv on everybody. He says, the kosh can about tshuva. My opinion about tshuva is even worse. The about tshuva being that he really was nichshol, if anybody's supposed to distance himself from the nesoyim, he says, lafuke, if I can. They say that he should put himself in the nesoyim. He says, kosh can about tshuva, should talk, leave the atzim of Yisr. So what does the Gemara mean? Very simple, says the tzaddik. Bal kocha da chavon arak. It's a test. You know what a tshuva gemura is? That if a situation would have been, in other words, a test is that if a situation, not that you're allowed to put yourself in such a situation, because Baruch Hu knows, Baruch Hu knows that even if you would have been in that situation, you're not allowed to make yourself in the situation, you're not allowed to put yourself in the situation, because Baruch Hu knows to calculate, right, and evaluate your matzah. What would have been if you thought it would have been in such a situation, right? Would you be able to withstand and saw it? If yes, then you're about tshuva gomor. But not that you're allowed, in order to find out, or in order to strengthen your tshuva, to actually go through with it. The Gemara uses that as a test. That's the test. Which means the tshuva gemura. But not the test that's made for you to carry out. That's the test. Which a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the strength of your tshuva. If you're really that strong, if you would have been kind of a matzah. Al korre da chavon arak, sha tshuva yia al derech zeh, she liboy betuach, she yitra biyodol chepoisoi. He has to have a tshuva with such a high level, such a madrega, that he feels confident that had he found himself under the same circumstances, right, Or Makol Mokom, he says, Lo Yiftach Alatim of the Poyel. But to go through and be Beteyach and go through, actually, he says, first of all, you shouldn't trust yourself, number one. You shouldn't trust himself. Besides the problems of Yisrael and all the other situations. You see, there's a totally, totally different way, two different ways, totally, completely, in how to learn Pshat in a simple Gemara. And that's what the Rambam brings. So when the Rambam says, Ezi Tshuvi Gemura, and he talks about, Lachazman is Yachidimo, according to some of Farshim, Kliyokar included, and according to the Baal Shem Mekabel from Mesifta Derekia, it meant, yes, if Baal Tshuva has a special Hetzer to be Yehiva and Yisrael Yichud, which is an amazing thing. And according to Rav Yehiva, which the Mesifta Derekia came and went even a step further, even with the Chatzifas, even with the looseness, with even the Mindset, to be in the same type of a mindset, under the same strength of the Nesoyan as when he did that there the first time. Whereas the Tzadik completely and totally rejects this notion, and says, a person, if I care about Tshuva, if anything, should be mrachik himself and distance himself even more. Be more from the mindset area. Fakir, he should not trust himself.